It's Friday, November 26th, moving forward toward the end of 2010. You're listening to Oroville News, some announcements and an interview with Guy. But first, a weather check. For today, throughout the weekend, rain and thunderstorms continue intermittently. Temperature range 24 to 27 degrees Celsius. Winds fly out of the north, the east, and the northeast, 18 to 28 kilometers per hour. Heat index, the range is from 29 to 31 degrees. Listen now to Guy, who's working wholeheartedly to bring awareness to the concerns of the planet, specifically one of its main components, water. Water, as in the sea, and that space between the sea, what we call the beach. Its opponent, as usual, is smallness, the smallness of the political mind that has put no thought for our home, the Earth, and therefore the result is beach erosion to an extent that cannot much longer be tolerated.
Yes, Marlenka, because actually quite recently more than 25 homes in Chinnamudiyar Chavadi, which is the neighboring village of the Quiet Healing Center, have been swept away by the waves. The Quiet Healing Center compound wall collapsed and part of the residence area of Quiet has been inundated. Actually, the problem started already 20 years ago. It started with the construction of the Puducherry Harbor, which destroyed the Puducherry beaches. You may all remember that 20, 25 years ago when we came to Puducherry, that we could see actually beautiful beaches. When you go today, there is nothing left anymore. There are only rocks and groins. That's all what you see of the beaches. Basically what happened is that the Puducherry Harbor has blocked one of the biggest streams of sand on the planet. Every year, the Cauvery Delta brings 600,000 cubic meters of sand from the south to the north. That happens actually during the southeast monsoon. And later in the year, during the southwest monsoon, 100,000 of cubic meter of sand is brought back. So basically every year we had a net flow of 500,000 cubic meter of sand, which is considered by the specialists and the researchers as one of the biggest drifts on the planet. It comes down, the net flow of 500,000 cubic meters comes actually down to 135 truckloads of sand, which are daily dropped on the beach. Now, the Pondicherry Harbor has actually blocked this natural drift. The drift has been there for thousands of years, creating beautiful beaches and creating livelihood for the people. By the construction of the Pondicherry Harbor, this drift was blocked. And the northern beaches, which starts from Pondicherry and now goes up to Repos, which is 7 kilometers of beach, has been affected. Actually, the people who constructed or designed and constructed the Puducherry Harbor had foreseen this problem. And they built into the system of the port a sand bypassing system, which allows, if it is functioning, which allows actually that the sand goes from south up north. Unfortunately, it has almost never functioned, but the results are devastating. Puducherry fishing communities have been severely affected, and to solve the problem, what the Puducherry government has done is they have built seawalls and groins to protect their fishing communities. Unfortunately, each time you do this, you are not really solving the problem. What?
Guy, is it not possible to repair the malfunctioning part of this harbor?
Well, there are actually several things to be done. One is the sand bypassing system has to be reactivated.
What would be entailed to reactivate it?
It means actually that you have to do an annual dredging of the sand from one side of the harbor to the other side of the harbor.
Because all the sand must be blocked up on the other side, no?
Yes, precisely. If you go and see at the Pondicherry Harbor, sound the south, there is actually a beautiful, fine beach consisting of all the sands. Now, there is good news. The good news is that Pondicherry Harbor has allocated 10 crores for dredging the harbor mouth. They will dredge in the next 6 to 10 months 2.7 cubic meter of sand. That's basically the equivalent of almost 6 years of sand which has accumulated.
Guy, when you say they will do this, can we depend upon it?
They will do it, but unfortunately, they plan to drop it just north of the harbor, which doesn't solve the problem at all. So that's the reason why people who are at the moment very much concerned and very much involved in the whole issue are asking the Pondicherry government to put the sand, to ship it basically, to transport it and put it into all the affected areas along the 7 kilometer shore. It can be done, technically it can be done. Funds are available, it's just a matter of political goodwill.
What can be done to cultivate that political goodwill?
Well, basically that's what we are trying to do at the moment. And it starts from bottom up. It's the villages themselves, the local fishermen, have to raise their voice and have to ask for the sand back. That's number one. Number two, we from within Oroville, because also the Oroville beaches are affected, from within Oroville, we have to approach the Governing Board, International Advisory Council, and our official bodies under the Oroville Foundation, and ask for their strong support and using the influence which they have in order to approach the government of Tamil Nadu and the government of Pondicherry to make it happen. And the last thing which it involves is that we are in constant touch with decision makers in the Tamil Nadu government and in the Pondicherry government to see that it happens. So there are actually three levels on which we can work. One is the level of the local communities, second is Oroville itself, and the third one is the government level.
Thank you, Guy. I feel that you are very, very involved with this, and I'm sure there are many other people and there are petitions going around. So does it seem hopeful that Quiet Community, for instance, and Ripo, all the Oroville Beach communities, will in fact survive?
It's my big prayer, it's my hope, and it's my trust. It will actually depend on higher forces if it will happen or not.
Thank you, Guy. You've been listening to Guy talk about the beach, saving the beaches, in Oroville Radio. A talk by Georges van Frekkum, Being Human and the Copernican Principle. The human being has always been considered as the crown of the evolution on Earth, even as made in the image of God. Materialist science has, in the last 3 or 4 centuries, gradually eroded such conceptions and reduced the human from the center of creation to an animal among animals. The view or idea or image of humanity has, of itself, determined the choice of its ideals and actions. The talk will be tomorrow, that's Saturday, 5 p.m., Savitri Bhavan. About dogs. Oroville's integrated animal care is inundated with calls that present a fearful, angry voice anxiously blurting out, "Come and get this dog out of here!" For suddenly some unknown dog has appeared near one's house that's sickly-looking, gaunt, suffering from malnutrition, and now in this season with maggot wounds. Maggot wounds are really hard to treat because they require careful attention and medication, which stray dogs are often resistant to, and untreated, eventually the dog dies a gruesome death. Be aware that Oroville's integrated animal care is grossly understaffed, and yet they do their best. So, what can one do? Each of us has the possibility and the duty to be part of the solution. Those who appreciate and keep animals must sterilize their cat or dog so that it no longer gets involved in mating fights. Exotic or mixed breeds are not really suitable for this climate. Indian pups grow large if fed well and make very loyal, loving pets. They naturally protect the property, especially if they're in a pair. And because they're not inbred, they're healthier and need a lot less care, so think twice when selecting a dog. Here's an excerpt from Mother and Sri Aurobindo. Of liberation, we have no personal need, for the soul is perpetually in the state of liberation. We play at being bound. We're not really bound. And as for what is necessary for progress in an evolving world, everything is necessarily a help to progress. A life of failure and defeat is just as useful to the soul's growth as is a life of success and A life of failure and defeat is just as useful to the soul's growth as is a life of success and victory, even more so than an uneventful life as human existence usually is in, which success and failure, satisfaction, disappointment, pleasure, and pain follow one another, a life that doesn't require any great effort. You've been listening to Oroville Radio with Marlenka on microphone, in studio Andrea, Miriam, and Yahlom. Questions and comments may be directed to OrovilleRadio.org. Thanks for listening.